in the 116-year history of Major League Baseball, only 23 men have thrown a perfect game. Six of those 23 have been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Well, Philip Humber is not one of those inductees, but there is a plaque commemorating his perfect no-no for the Chicago White Sox in 2012. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to give at WWIB.com. 37-year-old Philip Humber was a 12-year veteran of pro baseball, but he made history 8 years ago as a pitcher for the Chicago White Sox. Philip Humber is back with me on the program today. All right, Safeco Field, Philip, Seattle, Washington. It's April of 2012. You started for the White Sox against the M's, and you had a perfect game that afternoon. Describe the improbable event for us, will you?
Basically, that was my second start of the year. So to put it in perspective, you know, I opened the year that year with the White Sox as the fifth guy in the rotation. So, and we had opened the season in Cleveland and had, you know, I think a rain out, or it might have been just a snow out. It was, you know, April in Cleveland, Ohio. It's going to be, you know, pretty bad weather. And so because of that, my first scheduled start was skipped, you know, because they wanted to keep the other guys on, you know, normal rotation. So, you know, I spent a little bit of time in the bullpen and then, you know, did make my first start against Baltimore at home and pitched okay. And, you know, we get out to Seattle and, you know, that day, you know, it happened to not be raining, which is unusual in Seattle. It's a bright, sunny day. And day game, you know, the game was televised on Fox. You know, I think they were having Armed Forces Day. So they had the, you know, the big flag, you know, out on the field and, you know, honoring the service members. And so, you know, just warming up for the game, it didn't feel like anything different. You know, at that point in my career, you know, I'd had a decent year the year before and spent most of the year in the starting rotation. And so I felt like, at that point I was, you know, 29 years old. I had basically gotten to the precipice of establishing myself as a major league pitcher, a guy that was going to, you know, go on to have that 10-year career that, you know, I had always hoped to have, you know, once I entered professional baseball. You know, you want to get yourself established in the major leagues. And, you know, I'd been up and down every single year prior to that. But finally, you know, like I said, 2011, spent the whole year in the major league, started off, you know, 2012, made the team. I'm in the major leagues, and you know, it was becoming kind of a routine, you know, thing. You know, I'm here. I'm having success, and so I expected to have a good game. Expected to give myself or give my team a chance to win that day. But you know, I remember just warming up in the bullpen. I definitely didn't notice that I was, you know, on top of my game or about to have, you know, some kind of incredible performance. In fact, I remember thinking, you know, I was struggling getting my breaking stuff over the plate in the bullpen. And so it's just kind of, but you always think as a pitcher, you're like, okay, this is, you know, whatever happens in the bullpen, if it's good, bad, indifferent, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're just really warming up, you know, just, you know, basically getting loose, you know, getting ready for the game. It's not really going to carry over to whatever you do on the field. So get done with that and get on the mound. And in the first inning, I made some good pitches, some bad pitches, you know, three up, three down. But in the second inning, you know, I struck out the side and I could tell, okay, now I've kind of got it dialed in. I felt for some reason like I could almost sense, you know, what the hitters were trying to do. And so as a result, you know, you're kind of playing that, you know, cat and mouse game. You know, me and AJ Pruszynski, we were on the same page as far as, you know, what pitches we wanted to throw. And, you know, I started hitting my spots, and you know, the team that the Mariners had, they were very aggressive. You know, for one thing, they were a young team for the most part. You know, they had Ichiro and they had Miguel Olivo in the lineup, but you know, most of their hitters were fairly young in their careers, and so you know, young hitters have a tendency to be more aggressive than more veteran hitters. And on top of that, probably the scouting report on me was, you know, I'm going to be around the plate, and you know, you want to get to the fastball. You don't want to get in a situation where you're having to hit his off-speed stuff, because that was my strength at that point, was, you know, my breaking stuff. And so they were very aggressive swinging, and, you know, I was able to get a lot of, you know, early weak contact and swings and misses, and, you know, a lot of really quick innings. And so, you know, I got to the seventh or eighth inning, you know, with, you know, less than 70 pitches, you know, so I knew at that point, like, I'm going to have a chance to finish the game, you know, if nothing else. And obviously I knew I had, you know, no hitter and a perfect game going. But you just, you know, that those things are unlikely to happen. And so you're really not focused on it, but you're aware of it. And, I would say the first time I really considered, like, this might be a possibility is, you know, I got through the eighth inning, and I remember walking off the field, and all of a sudden the crowd had turned from supporting their team to, you know, they were there hoping to witness some history.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Phil, I need to interrupt you just for a second because we're running out of time for today's show. You've taken us through the eighth inning, the dramatic ninth inning for that perfect game back in 2012. We'll talk about that next time, if that's okay with you. Philip Humber, 12-year Major League and professional baseball veteran, 37 years of age, living down in Texas with his wife and son in real estate now, but talking about that monumental day, Saturday afternoon at Safeco in 2012. Let's pick it up in the ninth inning with you next time, Philip, if we can. Is that all right?
We'll do it.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you then.